Now at the Midtown Vineyard, we just finished the Midtown Broad Ripple debriefing of Faith, Hope, and Love Week. I'm here with Pastor Rob of the Midtown Vineyard. And Pastor Rob, so what have you seen as far as, you know, the projects and beyond the projects? What are the dynamics that you're seeing towards, you know, the continuous pursuit of city transformation?
Well, Merlin, what I've seen is that in addition to the blessings and the benefit of the project itself is the development of some new relationships in the area. For example, in one of the cleanup projects we did at 39th and Graceland, we had people not only thank us, which was great, but we had some people join us in the project itself. And then a few days later, when people were coming by to do some prayer ministry street prayer walks, we had people being invited on front porches, people receiving prayer, people understanding that the projects are often means to a greater thing, and the greater thing is relationship. Relationship builds trust. That builds opportunities to share the kingdom.
So yeah. And earlier you mentioned something also about, you know, you mentioned about the little project that you have here in the church property of Northwood.
Yeah, what we're attempting to do is to build a community garden that will help supply a food pantry that Northwood Church, who we share facilities with at 46th and Central, has been operating for many years. Last year in 2010, for example, they fed nearly 10,000 people out of that food pantry. And we'd like to also incorporate healthy garden-grown foods for that. So we've started this little garden next to the property.
Mm-hmm. Now you have a really, what I would say, a city transformation project that you created through the partnership with Noodles and Company. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. One of the things we like to do is engage the community to join us in supplying for this food pantry that I just mentioned. And one of the partners is the Noodles and Company restaurant in Broad Ripple. We have we hand out about 1,000 bags the Sunday prior to the close of Faith, Hope, and Love Week, and ask people to contribute non-perishable dry goods into the bags. Those are then either brought to the Noodles and Company on the following Sunday, where we have a concert. We used our own worship band from Midtown Vineyard to do a two-hour concert with both some pop songs as well as some Christian worship music. The response was outstanding. Noodles and Company benefited by having record sales that day, so their district loves that. They also donated 15% of all food sales that day to the food pantry, in addition to all of the bags that were brought in. And we had about a 10% return on those bags that we put on the porches. So, you know, nearly 100 bags came in of food. The food pantry has been supplied. Many great blessings came out of that.
Yeah, I would say that's really part of bringing heaven here on earth and infecting and affecting our society with the love of Christ. So last thing I would like to ask you is that could you tell us a little bit as far as your experience with bottled water, the simple bottled water giveaway?
Well, I think that what we did was we partnered with another church called Mercy, Love, and Grace Ministries over at 54th and College area, and we were on the Monon Trail with three stations offering prayer to people and water as free water as they came by on a very, very hot day. One of the things that struck me was is that we were around a group of young men, and in that Broad Ripple area, you kind of get some young people who are just sort of searching for their meaning in life, what's going on, and these guys had been living on the street for a while, you know, 20-year-olds, all different backgrounds. Some of them even came from some wealthier families. They just decided that that wasn't for them. And so they're kind of searching for their meaning and purpose in life. One of the conversations I overheard when we were offering prayer to one of them, one of the guys was a little skeptical on that, but one of the 20-year-olds looked at him and he said, look, even if you don't believe what they believe, think how great the world would be if everyone lived like they teach as Christians. And that really struck me.
Connecting our faith to the world, city transformation. God bless you.